You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Friday, the Tertiary Education Union released their third survey report looking at the impact the COVID-19 pandemic has had on those working in tertiary education. Over 1,000 people from universities, polytechnics and wānanga participated in the survey, where the data was collected prior to the latest Delta outbreak. The report found that 85% of people had experienced moderate to high stress during the pandemic, and only 3% saying that stress was not relevant. Jo spoke to Sandra Gray, who is the National Secretary from the Tertiary Education Union, about this report.
So tell me about the Tertiary Life's survey report that was released on Friday.
TEU has commissioned three survey reports so far on the impact of COVID-19 on the staff of the sector, but obviously this has impacts for students as well, because, you know, our conditions of work are your conditions of learning, so, you know, this has flow-on effects. This third survey is pretty dire. The survey results come from staff filling in the survey in April into May of this year, before we've gone into this Delta period. So there's, you know, this is before we've had yet another move into alert levels 4 and 3. But they do indicate increasing stress levels for staff. So 85% of the staff who were surveyed, and there were around 1,000 or over 1,000 people who filled in the survey, 85% of them said they had moderate or very high levels of stress. So only 3% of the staff who filled out the survey said stress wasn't relevant to them at all. Now, that has huge implications for students, because if you're turning up to classes or being supervised or going into the labs or tutorials with staff who are highly stressed, you're not going to get the best from those staff. So it's something that we really need the sector to address, for students' sake and for the staff's sake as well.
What would you accredit these stress levels to, or what would you say the causes are?
So the big things about the survey in terms of what's causing the stress, much of it is about workloads. That because of COVID-19, staff have been doing online teaching and on-campus teaching, online administration, online student support. And that means a whole lot of change, a whole lot of additional work, and a whole lot of stress associated with it. So I guess we're pleading with our sector leaders and with the government to look at this seriously and figure out how we can decrease the workloads in the sector, how we can make sure that people in the sector are cared for in their teaching, administration and support roles. Added to the stress, however, and adding to the stress, has been decades of underfunding for universities, polytechnics and wānanga. The major change in the polytechnics, so for students who are in the ITPs at the moment, they're seeing a major change rollout with the creation of a new network of provision. Really, for everyone, it's a picture of too much happening, too much stress, and those aren't good conditions for teaching people or supporting students or providing administration. So, you know, we need something done about this urgently as a sector.
What would you say the best approach would be to an issue like this in terms of improvements?
Yeah. Look, for both students and for staff of the sector right now, there needs to be additional resources put in there. We know students are struggling as well with all that has gone on and with the financial implications of lockdowns and having to increase, some students having to go back into classrooms over summer to complete some of their practicums or some of their practical assessments, or to catch up on work they couldn't do while in lockdown. That means staff have to work over summer to do that. So we need the government to step in to say we understand that COVID's had a major impact on the sector and that we need better support for both staff and students in the next 3 or 4 months. Then we need a long-term conversation, because, you know, if this is an ongoing state of affairs for the sector, we need a better way of dealing with things like partial lockdowns. And so we need a sector-wide conversation with staff, students, and the employers, all of the vice chancellors and CEOs sit round a table, and government comes in and we say, how do we better organise this sector? So we've got a short-term need right now, which is more resources, and we've got a long-term planning to do. And if we don't, you know, people are going to leave the sector. Quite a lot of the comments we had from people were, I'm just over it now. I just can't wait until I'm either made redundant or I can afford to resign. And that's not good. We, you know, we have very specialised staff across the tertiary education sector. You know, we can't let them all disappear because the workloads are too much or the stress is too much. I mean, you look at some of the quotes, you know, it's all becoming too much. I'm worn out, exhausted, burnt out. That was from a university academic. You know, I no longer want to be employed at my university. One of the ITP academics said, I've resigned due to work-related stress. That's not good for the country. That's not good for Aotearoa. That's not good for learners. And it's certainly not good for the staff when they have to let go of a job that they have in past really loved and now just don't want to be there. So, you know, I guess we're calling on the government to join us and making sure that we actually have good universities, polytechnics and Wānanga at the end of this this emergency around COVID-19.
Do you think this falls into an issue that recent studies have regarded as a digital work overload?
Look, there definitely is a signal from this survey, but also our conversations with members, that there's been an intensification of work, both because you have to do different preparation to do with online teaching. But once, as one of our members said, you welcome your students into your home when you're teaching online, it's very hard to draw boundaries. You know, when you walk onto campus, you leave at the end of the day, that's the end of your job. When you invite people into your home at 7 or 8 at night, you're still getting messages coming through, and sometimes 2 or 3 in the morning. And it's very hard to explain to people, just because we're online, it doesn't mean we're available 24/7. So I think there is a real issue there. But also there's all, and students must find this, there's all this performance that goes on when online teaching, because it's a different environment. You can't read the body language in an online Zoom as well as you can when you're standing in a lecture theatre or in a laboratory or in a workshop teaching students. Teaching's all about human relationships, and those are much harder to develop in an online space. You know, online spaces are great for some people, but for many of us, they're really hard to develop those connections, to see what's going on. And as I say, people think you're available 24/7 because the computer's on 24/7, and that can be utterly exhausting.
From the survey report's findings, how does it address that wider topic of mental health?
Yeah, look, we do have to take people's mental health and wellbeing really seriously. And, you know, there's a number of things, you know, that we would always say as staff of the sector. And one is sometimes it is actually the moment where you have to take a pause and say now is not the best time to be in a classroom. And we've all had those moments as staff, and most students have. That's a really hard decision when the financial imperatives mean that you're going, well, I'm just going to have to. I'm just going to have to go to class. I'm just going to have to because I've got a student debt. And I think that's one of the things the government needs to look at. How do we say to students, look, if it's all too much now because of the interruption due to COVID-19, how do we support you and not put you further in debt if you have to redo a course? So I think we need a really big conversation just about how difficult it is to learn and to teach in these moments, because it's not just that you're learning and teaching online. We're all at home during these periods in Auckland and Waikato right now. The learners and the staff are at home during a pandemic, and we're trying to study and work. That's really hard to do. So we need to give people a break. We need to give ourselves a break and say, it just isn't working for me. But then, you know, we do need other people to come in and say, okay, well, how do we reorient your training? How do we put you into classes next year that will re-engage that passion? I think people are underestimating just how hard it is to be in a pandemic and trying to keep on like life as normal. It isn't. The uncertainty, the insecurity, I guess for most students, the lack of employment and hospitality has affected even their finances. All of this comes to a head at the end of the year. And we need everybody's heads in the game, and that's why we're calling for that forum. We need staff, students, the government and the leaders of the sector around a table saying, how do we best support students right now? Because actually for some, it might be the time to take a break, to step back and to come back next year with fresh eyes. But you can only do that if you're not going to incur more debt or more cost.
The Tertiary Education Union will ultimately look to the government to help improve the structure of the tertiary education system. After the interview with Sandra, with Joe and Sandra, Sandra expressed the importance of how supporting students and workers in the field can help achieve that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.